from out in the community to the prisons. There's no place she won't go.
Hey, you know it.
It's Miss Community Clo. Keep it at community with Kiss FM.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back for thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say.
Thanks for choosing Community Conversations this morning. I am Clovia Lawrence, and I have very special guests today. I believe education, recreation over incarceration any day, but we got to get our kids to that point. So I decided to bring in some special ladies to talk about the best in education for our children. And we're talking about a private education. No, don't turn me down. Turn me up. Clo, you're talking about private school education. It's going to be expensive. Not a lot of black kids are going to private schools. We're going to dispel the myths. Right, ladies?
Right.
Yes.
I have
yes.
Dr. Susan D. Williams. She's organizational manager with the Virginia Department of Corrections. She is the parent of one student, Taylor, grade 5. Parents of 3 alums.
Yes.
Vice chair of the board of advisors, Lego robotics coach at All Saints Catholic School.
Woohoo.
Yes. Next, we have Alyssa McBride.
Hello.
Director of development and marketing at All Saints. And she's a parent of Abby, who's a kindergarten.
Here kindergartner. For the kindergartners.
All right. First of all, we're going to dispel the myths, because as I'm sitting here talking with you ladies off air, and you said, when you think about a private school, you're thinking about maybe the percentage of maybe 15 or 20% African American?
Yes, not even that. Sometimes you think that your child will be the only one. One of the reasons I picked All Saints was because my child, my oldest daughter, who's now 25, was not going to be the only one. Currently, All Saints has 55% African American.
Wait a minute. Say it again.
55% of our children are African American at All Saints. 25% are Hispanic, and 20% are Caucasian. We have an excellent cultural diversity. All Saints prides itself not only on managing cultural diversity, but embracing it, mm-hmm. valuing it, showing the world how it's done in terms of how do we work all together to accomplish our goals.
Fully accredited pre-K through 8th grade, All Saints Catholic School. Now, if you just want to jump on the website, you can do that now while we're doing the show, of course. AllSaintsRIC.org. That's AllSaintsRIC.org. Values, culture, and religion. So we're talking about All Saints Catholic School. You were at Transformation Expo, Alyssa, and folks were walking up. This is a Catholic school only.
It is a Catholic school, and everyone attends Mass, and everyone enjoys religion class once a day. But the predominant religion of our folks, both the staff, the faculty, and the students, is not Catholic. So we are open to all religions, and we want to continue to be.
Races, also socioeconomic standings.
Correct. All Saints has a variety, not just wealthy. I'm not wealthy. We have people who get assistance to go there, and we can offer tuition assistance for those where it's needed. But we value all people, and no one is made to feel left out because they don't have it. All the kids wear the same uniform. There is no change in terms
thing.
Of what their clothes they're wearing or designer labels, nothing like that, because they're all wearing the same uniform.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what Saint offers. High school credits in algebra, Spanish, and science. Award-winning Lego robotics program. Emphasis on music and visual arts. Emphasis on conversing and writing in Spanish. The STEM program. That's science, technology, engineering, mathematics. Now, I'm just quickly running through this. Wide variety of extracurricular clubs and sports. Structured after-school care, 100% graduation of high school, and 95% of those students at All Saints Catholic School go to college.
Yeah. Yes, Ms. Club, before we go into some of the activities, I really want to emphasize what you just said there about the All Saints graduates. Where else do you have graduates who left in eighth grade, mind you? We don't go up through high school to say we graduated these high schoolers. They left in eighth grade, and yet the values and the education that was instilled in them when they go to wherever high school they go to, that 100% of our All Saints graduates are graduating from high school, and 95% of them are going to college. That's incredible to me.
Important. It's incredible, and it's a miracle, and you're doing great work. And again, for folks who are just joining us, All Saints Catholic School, they're joining me here today to talk about the great curriculum, to also talk about the values, the culture, all religion, all races, and all socioeconomic backgrounds are invited to enroll. Now, all private schools may not be for you, but it gives you an opportunity to say, let me stop by for an open house. How do we do that?
Get on the website, give us a call. We'll take you for an hour tour. Our president, who's been with the school for 21 years, he knows everything about it. Take you around to the different classes.
Yeah.
Introduce you to the teachers. Your child can do a shadow day. Come and enjoy, sit in the class, and actually see what it's like. Children these days have opinions about things, and they will know whether or not they feel comfortable. And so we have a process, but it entails you coming and seeing what we're all about.
Right. Go to the website, allsaintsric.org. That's allsaintsric.org. You guys have been around for about 35 years.
That's right.
Yes. I've been an All Saints parent for 21 of those.
I see. You're an All Saint parenter. I just made that word up.
We knew what you meant.
Yeah. But I want my listeners to have the opportunity. They have choices, and we want the best education for our children. Now, I believe that our kids need more than just being taught to a test. I believe our kids need to become critical thinkers. They need to operate in their creativity. They need to have the process of debating. It's nothing wrong with that. And I think this is what's happening at All Saints. Am I right?
You are absolutely right, Ms. Clo, because our kids are learning things. My daughter is 11 and she teaches me things. I am an executive at work, and she taught me how to do a Prezi presentation using software that I hadn't learned or that we don't have at work already, because she's learned those things through our STEM curriculum at All Saints. Hmm. But they also emphasize, what kind of person are you going to be? So here's all this education, here's all this knowledge to get you ahead, but also, what kind of person are you going to be in the world? How are you going to care about other people? How are you going to care about the environment? How are you going to care about those less fortunate than you?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that All Saints puts that all together. So they use real life situations. They go on real life field trips. We have extracurricular clubs that support that. But also, as well as the education, as you say, and not teaching to a test, but mm-hmm. teaching kids how to think about the critical matters that face the world today.
Yeah, because if you're just taught one way, a lot of times when you're just tested, you might not have those experiences in your lifetime or in your communities, wherever you are. But with the extra clubs and social clubs that you have, you're teaching the students how to give back to community and understand, just because you live in a certain place doesn't mean that you shouldn't be valued.
Yes.
And I think that's important to teach our children.
Exactly. We are accredited, but we're not tied to the SOLs. And I'll let Elisa talk a little bit more about how our testing is more specific to our children and their needs.
You know what? I want you to hold on to that, Elisa, because I'm going to get my pen and paper and I'm going to write down everything about the way that you test in the curriculum. It's very important to know. I'm going to come on back. We're going to talk about that. In the meantime, go to the website, All Saints Catholic School. That's All Saints Catholic School. My very special guests are joining us. Go to the website, allsaintsric.org. This is Community Conversations.